Look through the window of the original Joe's on North Beach and you'll see two guys at the counter talking ball. Time for you to listen in to their conversation. Marty Lurie and the SF Chronicle's Bruce Jenkins are looking through the window of baseball. Sponsored by Original Joe's of North Beach and Westlake on KNBR 680, the sports leader.
All right, joining us is Bruce Jenkins. Bruce, how are you?
Hey, Marty, how's it going, man?
Well, it's going well, and I just say we miss you. You know, I'll say that every week. So I hope Al is listening, but not bad. What a week, though. My God, Bruce, this would be something if you were down here. I know the three-dot lounge was all over the Dodgers and the Harper situation today, and I think it's worth sharing your thoughts with the fans on Harper going to the Phillies and how you saw it, and I'll give you my thoughts after you.
Well, I was really behind the Giants' effort to get him, and if they indeed offered 12 years, you know, I mean that's a commitment. If you don't, you know, if you don't get him, but you offered 12 years, I don't think there's any shame in that. I never really thought that they'd get him, but you know they made the effort, and I don't know what more they could have done really. You know, there's a lot more consternation in L.A., at least among the fans and the media, as I mentioned, because they've got a lot of money. You know, they've been to the last two World Series, but they haven't come through. And for them, it's really time to win it all. It's been since 88, and, you know, their weaknesses come forth at the worst times. And, you know, to me, a guy like Harper puts them way over the top. I mean, it's at least in the National League West, and probably in the entire league, and maybe all of baseball. Who knows? Depending a lot on Kershaw and a bunch of other things. But they, you know, their biggest expenditure has been AJ Pollock for $55 million. So that's where they are. And there's a little bit of complacency there. I think they're probably going to win the division anyway. But I think they missed out. They were a team in position to match Philly, whatever they were going to go, and they didn't do that. So we'll see what happens. As far as going to the Phillies, I think that's the perfect choice for him. If the Dodgers aren't going to be involved, I mean, you know, he's from Vegas, and he sort of wanted to play out here, I think. But if that's not going to work, you know, Philadelphia, what a lineup they're putting forth. I mean, McCutcheon's in the mix there with Segura and Real Muto and Reese Hoskins and Herrera. And I mean, they're just one after another. And now Harper's in there. The ballpark really is a joke from a pitching standpoint. It's so hitter friendly. Harper's going to hit a bunch of homers there. And, you know, he's on the East Coast where people, they'll see a lot more of him as opposed to, you know, waiting till midnight for a start. You know, out here, or what, so it would seem, you're definitely up past midnight, and it's the fifth inning if you're watching from the coast, you know, West Coast. And that, you know, that stuff matters too, but it's just, you know, Bob Nightingale, who I really like, USA Today, back in November said, he wrote that absolute bank on Harper going to the Phillies.
Right.
And he did, you know, 9 years later. mean, and that part bothers me because, you know, teams are, especially in the case of Farhan Zaidi, you know, he's trying to build a respectable team here. He apparently wanted Harper really bad. He was part of that big push they made. And now, you know, we're into March now, and they finally know that they don't have him. And he's got a lot of work to do, and he should have been starting that in around January, for my money. I think the free agent window should close at the end of December.
Yeah.
But this is what we have, and now the Giants, you know, that we'll see where they go from here. I'm sure Zaidi will do some things. I was wondering, yeah, what was your feeling about Harper and the Giants?
Well, I thought that Boris played the Giants and the Dodgers. I think he knew how much he wanted to get out of the Phillies,
uh-huh.
And he knew what the Giants' limit was going to be. And if the Giants wanted Harper lock, stock, and barrel, they would have kept going. They would have kept going and competed with the Phillies. So I think the Phillies were hesitant because they were only bidding against themselves.
Yeah.
And Boris said, really? Hello, Horace Stoneham. Hello, Walter O'Malley. Why don't you come to Las Vegas? We have someone you want to see. And it was a giant Dodger thing all over again.
Yeah,
and he invited him over, and they made their offers. And the next thing you knew, the Phillies flipped and gave him what he wanted. So I thought Boris really played it. And then John Heyman, of course, played, you know, sort of the mouthpiece for Boris and said, well, he doesn't want to go to Philly. He doesn't like Philly. Yeah. He doesn't want to go to Philly. And as soon as he signed with Philly, he said, I love Philly.
Yeah.
I want to be here all my life. I want to be here for the next 13 years until Marty Lurie is 100 years old, you know. So I thought it was I don't know. I thought the whole thing was played.
Well, it was. I mean, again, these things should not take 4 months. You know, I love McCutchen. He got a good offer and signed in the middle of December. And now the rest of his winter is ready to get, you know, getting ready for who he's going to play for. And the other teams, whoever they might have been interested in him, they put him, take him off the board. I mean, that's how it works. You got a lot of other people involved here while you're jacking everybody around with Harper.
No, it's the truth. You gave the lineup. It's McCutchen, Segura, Harper, Realmuto, Hoskins, Odubel, Herrera, Franco, and Hernandez, the second baseman. So we'll see if they can pitch, you know, and they got, you know, we'll see if they can pitch and see where it goes. But it made the Phillies went from, 12-1 to 8-1, I think, to win the World Series. And they're now 5-4 to win the division. And who knows? Mm-hmm. I thought that was a score of the game when I first looked at it. But it's good for baseball. Baseball, it's like when baseball was in New York and Los Angeles, when you had those cities competing, it was good for baseball. So Harper has taken the focus to Philadelphia, and it's a big city, and I think it'll get a lot of spotlight.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. I mean, there's a lot of great stuff coming up in the National League. You know, the Central will be a tremendous race. I think the Cubs will be back on top there. And, you know, the Cardinals got Goldschmidt, the Braves. Or some feel are still a better team than the Phillies, and the Nationals are in the mix, and then you'll have the Giants in Colorado seeing what they can do about, you know, catching the Dodgers. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, Marty Brenneman was here last night, the longtime broadcaster for the Reds. He's retiring this year.
Yeah.
And we were talking about the Reds. He said, you know, I said, how the Reds? He says, well, I'll tell you, the National League Central may be the second best division in baseball. That's how good he feels the Pirates and the Brewers and the Cardinals and the Cubs and the Reds can be this year. How about that?
I love the Reds. I mean, they got Puig in there, Sonny Gray's in there. You know, David Bell left the Giants organization. He's going to manage for the first time. They've got a kid. Is it Lorenzen, who is a pitcher?
Can hit.
They're going to look at him in some center field while he's still doing some pitching. I mean, he's a great athlete. He's a serious athlete who hit a bunch of homers in a you think he had four homers in a week or something like that. Yeah. So they're going to be really fun to watch. And, they're definitely not one of the best teams in that division, but it looks pretty top to bottom good.
Yeah, it's going to be good. So the Giants, Bruce, I know you're not here, but watching Beattie last night, I don't know if you saw any of the game.
Yeah.
Beattie looks like a different pitcher. And I'll tell you, Bruce, get ready to take a drink. Get your Clamato juice out.
Mm-hmm.
But they got pitching, and they can hit.
Yes.
I'm telling you something, that this team is not as bad as people think. There's something going on here.
I the rotation's always so big with this team, and we'll always have the greatest memories of Bumgarner and Kane and Lincecum and Zito and all the Vogelsong, and that's what you need in the park that they play in. And I really think if they get health, you know, they've got guys who want to go deep and who can do it. You know, Bumgarner looked good, but Beattie, I'll tell you, I had to replay some of those curveballs he threw.
Yeah.
You know, he's changed his, he's increased his spin rate. He's changed his delivery there. It's such a calm delivery. There's certainly no mystery to it, but man, that thing snaps off the table. And he's throwing around 97 on the fastball. So, he could sneak in there ahead of Holland. You know, who knows?
And he's got the look in his eye.
Yeah.
I'm telling you,
absolutely.
This is what I've been waiting to see. You know, that look in your eye, the Bob Gibson look.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you're not going to beat me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the look that I've been waiting to see for him. And that, to me, that's the biggest difference for him.
Yeah, that is. You know, mound presence is huge. You've got to be out there looking like you're the man, you're the sheriff, and, you know, you're going to be at my mercy here. You don't want to be looking all nervous, sort of a Derek Law kind of look. you don't want that. That's what you don't want.
No, you don't. You don't want the look that says, can I really throw a fastball here?
Yeah.
You know. Hey, Shaw crushed one last night. Just crushed it, Bruce. So that Charo Lodge thing, and it got out of here very, very fast.
Yeah, I made sure to watch that on the tape of the game too. He got a kind of wheelhouse right where he likes it, fastball, and didn't miss. I mean, there's no doubt about his power. I mean, if he we'll see if he can cut down on the strikeouts where he even fits on the team. But you see that, you see flashes of that, and we saw that from Mack Williamson when he was healthy, like, whoa, you know, geez, what was, he hit some home runs you don't forget, and that was one that Shaw hit last night.
Well, Williamson hit one Thursday, Bruce, in Maryville that hit the batter's eye, that, you know, mm-hmm. way over that, and I was saying consistency is the whole story.
Yeah.
They have the power. Believe me, Williamson and Shaw, there is not
they
a
do,
park.
No doubt. Yeah.
You know, the only park that can hold them is Yellowstone. You know,
right.
You know the old what they used to say about Mantle and all that.
Yeah.
The Mays. But they've got the power. They really do. It's just being consistent and cutting down the swing. Bruce, everybody throws 97.
Uh-huh.
You cannot have a big, loopy, wild swing. You've got to cut the swing down, and that's allegedly what they're doing.
I think that's where the game is going, slowly. I mean, I'm not sure we'll see too many statistical differences this year in terms of, you know, exit velocity and launch angle and guys making sure they don't put the ball on the ground. But I think eventually that level swing, that it would put the ball in play,
yeah.
and realizing that a strikeout is not okay. It's embarrassing. You shouldn't have more than a couple a week if you're going good, not four in one game. And I think that's just too smart. It's too fundamentally sound to be just vanished from the game. And I think we'll see, hopefully, a little bit of trend more towards, you know, hitting the line drives. And there's nothing wrong with a sharp ground ball either, unless you're a lefty power hitting into the shift with eight guys on the right side of the infield.
Hey, just ask the Boston Red Sox.
Exactly.
They played baseball, and they won a World Series. Hey, Hunter Pence is here today, Bruce.
Oh, boy.
He had a little press conference to my left down there in the dugout. Just ended. But he'll get a good ovation here, I think, even in Scottsdale.
Oh, yeah. He'll get a good ovation whenever and wherever he appears in a Giants setting, whether you know, it's in Scottsdale or at another spring training game or, you know, of course, here. The ovation will be thunderous. He's one of those guys that will never, ever be forgotten. The only the good times will be remembered, and there sure were a lot of them.
Yeah, does he rise to the Lincecum level for you?
I think he's right there.
Yeah.
You know, there was a real magic to Lincecum, but yeah, I really think so in terms of the persona. I mean, they're two of the greatest teammates ever in different ways. You know, Lincecum
yeah.
isn't quite as animated, but he always had everybody's back. And the more you learned about him, the more you realized there was a lot more to him than just the talent in terms of the character he brought. But Pence, I mean, his stuff is right out in front. I mean, you know, topped off by the speech in Cincinnati when the team was desperate. I mean, he took it upon himself to deliver this impassioned speech.
Yeah.
I mean, if they lose 8-0, what has he got left? You know,
but, that's right.
And it's just so many, you know, just crazy moments where he hit the ball and then the bat broke in three places or whatever it did.
Incredible.
Yeah, great catch. Okay.
Plus, we didn't even think he could get up to the plate. Remember, he got cramped and he couldn't
yeah,
even move.
Yeah.
How about that? That was a Kirk Gibson moment.
Yeah, exactly. And just all of his mannerisms, you know, the completely unorthodox way he went about things, which is a lot like Lincecum, too. But,
yeah.
you know, both of those guys, and they came through in huge, huge moments.
Yeah.
And they're so well regarded as people. I think you might even put him on a par with Lincecum. And he's certainly a lot more visible.
Yeah, well, you can see him. I mean, Lincecum,
yeah.
who knows? He disappeared in a puff of smoke, as they like
yeah.
to say. Who knows where he is? Hey, you're cooking today. You're you know, you got your baseball mojo going.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, good, very good. You're ready. I could see you're ready for you're getting ready.
Yeah, I'm getting some previews ready in the National League for the Chronicle, and you know, trying to get up on the other teams what they're doing. And
yeah, good.
And yeah, it's just a great time of year, Marty. It's going to be another beauty.
Yeah, yeah. All right, we got a lot more to talk about tomorrow. There's a lot of issues in the news that we'll touch on tomorrow. All right, have a good afternoon. Thanks, Bruce.
Yeah, you too, Marty. Thanks a million.
All right, that is Bruce Jenkins. More coming up. Very shortly, right here, KMBR 680, the sports leader.